Our goal out here is just to celebrate one of nature's best events, and that's the beginning of the season for maple out here in New York State.
New York State Agricultural Commissioner Richard Ball was joined by State Senator Betty Little, Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, and others at Dry Brook Sugar House in the Washington County town of Salem to mark the start of Maple Weekend. After the few taps of a hammer, the gatherers cheered the first few ceremonial drops of sap from New York State tree, the sugar maple. Commissioner Ball read a proclamation from Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing the Maple Weekends, March 22nd and 23rd, and March 29th and 30th.
Every March, two weekends are set aside as Maple Weekend in our state, providing the opportunity for New York's maple producers to open their sugar houses to the public, to demonstrate the process from which maple syrup is made. And this year, over 145 participating locations invite people of all ages to experience a wonderful Empire State tradition and enjoy a taste of various maple treats.
New York currently ranks second in the nation when it comes to maple production. Last year, the state produced 574,000 gallons of syrup. Inside the sugar house, boiling is underway. It's the smell of sweetness. Because of the colder winter, the maple sugaring season got off to a slower start this year compared to the record-breaking 2013. Mary Jean Packer of the Upper Hudson Maple Producers Association is optimistic for the remainder of the season.
So you only have a year like last year now and then. But we're going to have an average season, I think. Certainly very good quality syrup. This region of New York makes some of the best syrup in the world because of our soils, because of the talent of our sugar makers.
Kevin Keyes, a co-owner and operator of the Drybrook Sugar House, said it's up to Mother Nature to determine how the sugaring season will continue, which requires warm days and freezing nights. But he does have some hopeful predictions.
I mean, I look at the long-range forecast. If I look at my what I call my stupid smartphone, it shows all the way out to April 20th, as of yesterday, that we could be boiling. How true is that? Well, the weather can change in an instant. But if it's anywhere near true, if we can boil through to April 20th, then we can recoup some of what we lost. I don't think we're going to get it all back, but...
Keyes said the Drybrook Sugar House has been preparing for this weekend of horse-drawn rides and pancake breakfasts all winter. Vermont, which ranks first in the nation for maple syrup production, is celebrating its 2014 Maple Open House weekend tomorrow and Sunday. Massachusetts is also opening its sugar shacks for Maple Weekend. Reporting from Salem for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.